Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To slash federal spending with a new round of emails to federal workers demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week by Monday night. Musk saying those who fail to respond will be fired. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth giving guidance for civilian employees at the Pentagon.
I am now directing each member of the department's civilian workforce, just civilian, to provide those five bullets on what they accomplished in their specific jobs last week, to reply to that email and CC their immediate supervisors. It's a simple task.
Damage control for Ukraine after President Zelensky left Washington without a deal after a heated meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office. Zelensky and other European leaders met in London today, where it was announced that the UK and France would work on Ukraine peace plan, which would then be discussed with the U.S. Some buildings damaged, none destroyed, as a 1,200-acre wildfire burns in South Carolina. This is ABC News. Federal workers are bracing for more layoffs as the Trump administration continues its government overhaul. The Department of Education giving workers a Monday deadline to accept a payment of up to $25,000 to voluntarily resign or retire, according to a memo obtained by ABC. And the Social Security Administration, which provides key benefits to older Americans, saying it plans to cut 7,000 workers. It's unclear how those moves could impact the tens of millions of Social Security beneficiaries, but some Democratic lawmakers are raising alarm bells. Well, tonight's the Academy Awards, the biggest night for film. Conan O'Brien will be hosting for the first time, and a who's who of Hollywood talent will be on the red carpet. ABC's Zareen Shaw is in Hollywood with more.
The Oscars also coming just a few years after the pandemic, 1 year after the Hollywood strikes, and just a few months after those devastating L.A. wildfires. And Conan O'Brien was one of those people displaced. A lot of people just really looking forward to coming together tonight after some really tough years.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing you both quality work and competitive prices. Increasing clouds tonight with a low of 26, a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, 20% chance of light sprinkles, drizzle during the late morning, early afternoon, high 50, and cloudy tomorrow night with a 40% chance of light rain after midnight, low 40. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the north-northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 36 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, March 2nd. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce filed a lawsuit Friday against the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The lawsuit seeks to stop the DNR's illegal practice of regulating emissions from certain mobile sources of air pollution while those sources are manufactured. Air emissions come from two types of sources, stationary sources and mobile sources. The Clean Air Act allows state governments to regulate stationary sources, reserving for the federal government the power to regulate mobile sources. But Wisconsin's DNR, for roughly 40 years, has controlled non-road emissions from engines that are manufactured or assembled as part of another piece of equipment. These include engines found in lawn tractors, snowmobiles, generators, UTVs, and other similar machinery. In the lawsuit, WMC, represented by the WMC Litigation Center, argues that the DNR's regulation of these mobile sources is in violation of federal law. WMC represents the interests of roughly 3,800 employers from every sector of the state's economy. Viroqua native and NASA astronaut, Mark Lee will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame. While in high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado in the June of 1970. He majored in civil engineering and after graduation went to Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. As one of the top graduates, he proceeded on to fighter lead in training at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and then F-4 upgrade training to Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona. He demonstrated proficiency in weapons delivery and earned the Barry Goldwater Award, I should say, as the top gun. After a 2.5-year stint in Okinawa, Japan, Mark attended graduate school at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he earned a master's degree in mechanical engineering in 1980. After graduation, he was assigned to Hanscom Air Force Base in Bedford, Massachusetts, and became the operational support manager in the Airborne Warning and Control System Program Office. This was supposed to be a 4-year assignment, but 1.5 years into the job, the Air Force was short of pilots and pulled him back to do cockpit flying F-16s. After upgrade training at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, Mark was assigned to Hill Air Force Base in Utah. In early 1984, NASA announced they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applicants. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was the first in his class to receive a space flight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January of 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew, served as mission specialist in Atlantis in May of 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. Mark's second mission was aboard Endeavour in 1992. In 1994, his third mission was aboard Discovery, where he served as mission specialist. This mission involved the first untethered extra-vehicular activity in 10 years. On orbit, Mark performed a flight test sequence to verify the flying performance and validation of the training model's fuel consumption and suitability for future training of astronauts. For his development work and on-orbit flight test, Mark was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. On Mark's fourth space flight, he again served as payload commander aboard Discovery in 1997. On his four missions, Mark traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. Throughout his 17 years at NASA, Mark Lee also serves as capsule communicator, lead astronaut support person, chief of astronaut appearances, chief of the astronaut office mission development branch, chief of the EVA robotics branch, and chief of the EVA branch. He also worked on EVA in inertial upper stage, space lab, and space station systems and assembly issues. Following his retirement from NASA and the Air Force in 2001, Mark and his family moved to Madison, where he managed space station experiment development projects at Orbital Technologies. In 2006, he moved to Affiliated Engineers, a mechanical, electrical, and plumbing engineering design firm, to manage their design activities. Mark became a principal in the firm, and after a few years, took over their office in Houston, Texas, until his retirement in 2022. Even though Mark has traveled millions of miles, his roots are firmly entrenched in Wisconsin. Throughout his life and career, two things have been especially important to Mark: environmental awareness and inspiring youth. In the 1980s, Mark acquired farmland near where he grew up in Vernon and Richland counties. The land was not favorable for crops, so he started planting trees. Over the years, Mark has planted over 140,000 trees. Those trees have improved the soil, curbed erosion, and given wildlife a new habitat. Looking back at the Earth from space reinforced Mark's desire to improve our planet. In honor of National Nutrition Month in March, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is sharing practical advice to help you embrace healthier eating habits even when you're dining out. This year's theme, Food Connects Us, allows clinical dietitians Ty Mulholland, Grace Denman, and Lindsay Hatfield to focus on changes you can make during celebrations or a simple Friday night fish fry with friends. Mulholland says dining out doesn't have to mean straying from your health goals. Even small changes can make an impact. The team came together to share their favorite recommendations from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for dining out. Think about your food choice for the entire day. If you're planning a special restaurant meal in the evening, have a lighter breakfast and lunch. When ordering, look for words like baked, braised, broiled, grilled, poached, roasted, and steamed for healthier options. Better fried, pan-fried, buttered, creamed, crispy, breaded foods are better to avoid or have less frequently. Ask for the bread or chips to be served with your meal, not before, to help you avoid filling up too fast. Sneak in more veggies by starting with a soup or leafy green salad. Consider a salad with grilled chicken or seafood as your main choice. Tune into TRHC's Facebook and Instagram pages during the months of March for more tips from the clinical dietitian team. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging eligible organizations to apply for grant funding to improve the availability and affordability of telecommunications services in Wisconsin to Wisconsin residents. The grant funding opportunities include the Nonprofit Access Grant Program and the Lifeline Outreach Grant Program. Both grant programs are funded by the Universal Service Fund to help Wisconsinites access essential telecommunications services. The Nonprofit Access Grant Program provides grant funding to nonprofit organizations to facilitate affordable access to essential telecommunications services for low-income households, people with disabilities, and customers in areas with relatively high costs of services. This round of the program will have a two-year performance period, and the commission may award a total of $500,000 in grants. Applications are due on March 6th at 1:30. Additional program information is available on the Nonprofit Access Grant Program webpage. The Lifeline Outreach Grant Program improves participation in Lifeline Program, which helps address affordability changes by providing a discount on essential telecommunication services like internet and phone for low-income households. Nonprofit organizations, community-based agencies, institutions or higher education, local and tribal governments, and for-profit businesses are eligible to apply for the grant program. The commission may award up to $250,000 in grants. Applications are due on March 26 at 1:30. Additional program information is available on the Lifeline Outreach Grant Program webpage. All grant applications must be submitted through the PSC's grant system. The application instructions for each program includes information on how to use the PSC grant system to submit applications. The PSC's grant system webpage contains more information about how to use the system and includes a recording of a webinar conducted by PSC staff that provides an overview. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hiring seasonal staff for Wisconsin state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. This opportunity allows you to utilize your skills or discover new ones. Limited-term seasonal positions with the Wisconsin State Park System are a great way to spend your summer outside, helping the public enjoy Wisconsin's natural resources and creating memories. Seasonal staff are responsible for outdoor maintenance, facility maintenance, groundskeeping work, and customer service for property visitors. Limited-term seasonal positions provide valuable experience for a career in natural resources, an opportunity to gain an or improve your skill set and the chance to contribute to a positive outdoor experience for millions of visitors. Seasonal work typically starts in the spring to early summer and extends through late summer to fall, with flexibility depending on the candidate's availability and the property's needs. Positions are available across the state. Positions include park rangers, visitor services, associates, natural resources educators, assistant naturalist guides, park technicians, campground attendants, and groundskeepers. To apply, visit wisc.jobs and search parks. And the 2025 Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest is now accepting essay submissions from graduating Wisconsin high school seniors. The contest is hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions in partnership with Edvest 529, Wisconsin's Direct 529 College Saving Plan, and the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. All Wisconsin high school seniors who are graduating from high school this spring and planning to attend a Wisconsin college or university this fall are encouraged to participate in the scholarship contest. Students must complete an application and write an essay answering this year's Money Smart questions for a chance to receive a scholarship in the form of a $1,000 contribution to a new or existing Edvest 529 account. Members of the coalition will review the score the students' essay submissions based on how well the students have estimated their higher education costs, identified funding sources for paying for those costs, including explaining how the financial aid process works, and formulated plans for managing their finances, schoolwork, and any job responsibilities while staying focused on their academic and career goals. For more information, review the 2025 Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest webpage or send an email to moneysmart@debtsmart, that's debtsmart.org. The deadline to apply is midnight, March 7th. WRCL News Time is 5:16. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's Winter Clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Today is Sunday, March 2nd. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Maureen Keen, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon this Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keen, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to feel the pleasant conditions as we head into later tonight. We will have an increase in cloud cover, though, and we are expecting to have not quite as cold temperatures for overnight lows. We will be dropping just to the mid-20s. Winds coming from the southeast up to 10 miles an hour. Heading into our Monday, we're going to have a mixture of sun and clouds throughout the day. 20% chance of light sprinkles and drizzle is expected during the late morning into the early afternoon hours. Highs are going to be in the upper 40s to low 50s. Winds coming from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 in the afternoon. For our Monday night, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of light rain showers after midnight. Lows dropping just to the upper 30s to low 40s. Winds coming from the south-southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going into Tuesday, we are going to have cloudy skies and plenty of rain showers, especially in the afternoon hours, expecting heavier rain at night. Highs are going to be in the low 50s. Winds are going to be picking up a bit as we continue through our Tuesday, coming from the southeast, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. We could be getting up to 3/4 of an inch of rain for Tuesday. Wednesday is going to have that rain continuing. It's going to eventually turn to wet snow by daybreak and ending just before the evening hours. 1 to 2 inches of slushy accumulation is possible and going to be windy once again. Highs only in the mid-30s. Thursday is going to give us a sunny morning with gradual increase in clouds through the day. Highs are going to be a bit warmer in the low to mid-40s. For our Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow turning to mixed precipitation by the afternoon, then back to light snow at night. Accumulation is likely. We're looking at highs in the low 40s. And for Saturday next weekend, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, slightly warmer with a bit more wind, highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 35 degrees after a high today of 38 and a morning low of 6. Yesterday's high was 27 and we received a trace of flurries. Record high set back in 1822 and 2024 is 62 degrees with a record low of 34 below set back in 1962. Last year's high was 62 with a low of 33. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:51. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:35. The winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading 30.09, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 35 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Another Wisconsin State Individual Wrestling Tournament is in the book with a look at how wrestlers fare. Here's Bill Twining.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament was held over the weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison. A record crowd. It was sold out for the weekend, so good performance. The 82nd annual WIAA State Individual Boys Tournament. It was the fourth tournament since the girls began their state tournament series, and the third time they have joined the boys at the Kohl Center. Highlights included a number of area wrestlers winning state titles. Riverdale has its 20th state wrestling champion. He is junior Grant Matthews, who won the 285-pound final in Division III with a pin over senior Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grant Highland. 3:36 the pin time. Grant Matthews wins the state title, becomes the first champion for the Chieftains since Braden Rowan in 2016. Riverdale had two others in the final, sophomore Lakota Brewer at 132 pounds and junior Brody Meese at 138, but both were denied a state championship. Meese lost his in overtime and is now a two-time state runner-up. Earlier in the evening, Iowa Grant Highland posted its 20th and 21st state individual champions as senior Tyson Imhoff and junior Jackson Bussey went back-to-back at 157 and 165. They are the first state titleist for Iowa Grant Highland since Drew Hennessy in 2019. Bodie Brockhoff, a senior, also placed second. The place winners include senior Gavin Hinderman, who was fourth at 190 pounds, and sophomore Brock Hinderman, who was fifth at 150. Mineral Point has the most individual state champions in the entire state, now 58, as seniors Cade Rule and Rowan Carey both claim state championships. For Rowan Carey, it was his fourth time to the state championship match. He was a three-time runner-up before winning in convincing style in the championship at 144 pounds. Cade Rule followed that at 157 pounds with his back second state championship. So Carey and Rule bring to 58 the number of individual state titleists for the Mineral Point Boys Wrestling Program. Delia Collins for the girls reached the state final in that tournament, but fell shy in the 126-pound weight class in the girls' event. For the boys, three other place winners. Freshman Memphis Burkhalter was fourth at 106 pounds. Freshman Liam Carey, sixth at 120. And sophomore Jacob Dannenberg was sixth at 150. Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti, the winningest wrestler in the program history, is a three-time state place winner after finishing fifth at 120 pounds. Ethan lost his opening round match, then came back with three straight wins in the consolation bracket to capture the fifth-place medal. Ethan Haiti, a senior for Richland Center. Teammate Madeline Muller, a junior, lost both of her matches in the girls' tournament. River Valley did not have a state qualifier this year. Ithaca Weston had a pair. Seniors Nolan Waldner, who placed sixth at 165 pounds in his second appearance at the state tournament, and senior Caden Coleman, who failed to place in the 190-pound division. Boscobel Wazika Steuben, represented at state by senior Lexi Lathrop in the girls' division, she failed to place. North Crawford Seneca had three wrestlers at state. Two earned medals. Sophomore Frankie Groom was third for the girls at 132 pounds. Junior Sawyer Swigum was fifth for the boys at 215. while senior Jaron Grimsland, in his second trip to state, failed to place. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative also did not have a wrestler at state this year. Fenimore was led by three-time state champion Tristan Stelt, who took the title at 165 pounds. For Dodgeville, Håkon Peterson of the Dodgers won his third straight state championship, winning at 144 this year. Shane Rashan, a sophomore at 113 pounds, who captured a title a year ago, was back in the finals but fell to Colton Bolig of Evansville and placed second. Both Rhett Spurley, a sophomore, and Nathan Johnson, a junior, won their fifth-place matches for Dodgeville. Darlington Blackhawk had two wrestlers at state. Owen Zeprud completed his second straight unbeaten season and wins his second title, while Ross Christ, a senior at 215 pounds, placed sixth. Prairie du Chien had a couple of place winners as well, including a state champion, Blake Terry, at 215 pounds as he dominated in his championship match. Senior Jack Simmons also reached the finals but finished second for Prairie du Chien at 285. Belmont Platteville has a state champion. She is Kaylee Davis, a senior. She finished out the tournament with a win in the 235-pound weight class. Dylan Weigel of the boys also reached the finals but placed second. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won his second state title. Evansville had the most individual champions of any school with three: Colin Fry, a sophomore, Colton Bolig, a freshman, and Danny Heiser, a senior at 157 pounds, who won his fourth state title. There was one other wrestler who becomes a four-time state champion, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. With Danny Heiser and Koji Campbell, there are now 31 four-time state champions in the boys' tournament history. The girls had a chance for that. However, three-time state champion Haley Krieger of New London lost in the semifinals on Friday night. However, Taylor Whiting of Lena, a junior, is now a three-time champion for the girls, hopes to be the first four-time champ next year. Other girls champions in the state tournament over the weekend included from our extended area Riley Hanrahan, a sophomore from Black River Falls, and Kimora Hunter, a sophomore from Adams Friendship. In addition to Haley Krieger of New London, six additional reigning or former girls state champions were denied winning another state title over the weekend. Speaking of four-time state champions, the boys have a chance for two of them next year as juniors Håkon Peterson of Dodgeville and Kellen Wolbert of Oconomowoc each won their third state title on Saturday night. Repeating from the area, state championships won by Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Tyson Imhoff and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, and Rowan Carey and Cade Rule of Mineral Point. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, there was some WIAA Girls Regional Basketball Tournament action in the area yesterday, and teams that won will be advancing on to sectional action, which will be played on Thursday. And in Division 5, it was Oliva Strum beating Kickapoo by a score of 55-46. Also, Blair Taylor beat Alma Pepin by a score of 46-42. So on Thursday, it will be Oliva Strum taking on Blair Taylor at La Crosse. Also, it's Schulzberg, the team that beat Ithaca on Friday. They beat River Ridge last night by a score of 42-34. And also, Barneveld was victorious over Belmont by a score of 43-35. So Barneveld will take on Schulzberg on Thursday at Prairie du Chien. In Division 4 action, it was Cuba City beating Mineral Point by a score of 82-50. And also Argyle Pecatonica, they lost to Belleville by a score of 61-58. So Cuba City and Belleville will be facing each other on Thursday night at Lancaster. In Division 3 action, it was Prairie du Chien victorious over Platteville by a score of 44-27. And Edgerton beat Turner 50-34. So that game between Prairie du Chien and Edgerton will be played in Richland Center on Thursday night. And in Division III action also, we have Wisconsin Dells beating Altoona by a score of 43-28. And it was Elk Mound over Bloomer, 75-41. So on Thursday, Wisconsin Dells will take on Elk Mound, and that will be played at Arcadia. And in Division II action, DeForest beat La Crosse Central, 44-43. And it was West Salem over Onalaska, 63-43. So the game between DeForest and West Salem will be played Thursday at Portage. Jaden Aikens scored 19 points, and Jackson Kohler had 10 points and a career-high 16 rebounds to lead number 8 Michigan State to a 71-62 win over number 11 Wisconsin. The Spartans, I should say, have won 5 straight, putting them in position to contend for the Big Ten regular season championship with a week left. The Badgers had won 6 of 7. Michigan State freshman Jace Richards overcame foul trouble in the first half to finish with 11 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. Wisconsin's John Blackwell had 19 points, and John Tanji scored 11 in a starting lineup that was without injured guard Max Klesmit. And also in other men's in Big Ten action in men's basketball, number 15, Michigan State got upset by Illinois by a score of 93-73. Also, women's action in the Big Ten. Wisconsin played today at Iowa, and Wisconsin came out on the short end. They lost to Iowa by a score of 81-66. Other Big Ten women's finals include Nebraska beating Northwestern, 98-77, Rutgers over Penn State, 75-70, and it was Indiana beating Purdue, 77-57, and Michigan beat Illinois by a score of 78-69. And in spring training action, this is just the final. The Brewers were up 12-9 going into the ninth inning, and the Guardians scored 3 runs and tied it up at 12. And spring training, they don't play extra innings, so that was the final score, a 12-12 tie between the Brewers and Guardians. And the Brewers will be taking on the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night at 7:05. That'll be the first pitch time. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. Damian Lillard scored 28, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks 132-117 last night. Gary Trent Jr. added 20 points as the Bucks won for the 6th time in 7 games. They have surged into 4th place in the Eastern Conference. Kyrie Irving scored 31 points for the shorthanded Mavericks. Dallas is trying to stay afloat in the West playoff race until Anthony Davis returns from a groin injury, possibly by mid-March. Joel Embiid is done for the season and at last shut down following the lingering effects of knee surgery, but plenty of hard questions remain in Philadelphia. There are no easy answers for the team's president, Daryl Morey, heading into the offseason, and Embiid's uncertain future only complicates any potential long-term success for the Sixers. This setback, I should say, was the latest in a steady string of them with Embiid since the 76ers made him the number 3 overall pick in the 2014 draft. And a person with knowledge of the trade tells the Associated Press the Washington Commanders have acquired wide receiver Deebo Samuel from the San Francisco 49ers, pending a physical for a 5th-round pick. The deal cannot be made official until the start of the new league year, which is March 12th. The 29-year-old gives the Commanders another playmaker for quarterback Jaden Daniels going into his second NFL season. Samuel had 51 catches for 670 yards and 3 touchdowns last season with the 49ers. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO 100.9.
On the counter laid a test, your mom picked up from CVS. I'm thinking I'm too young for this. Those 9 months came and went. Got an angel, heaven sent. Promise that I'd always try my best. But there's no instruction book on how to raise a kid. Holding life in my hands when I ain't figured mine out yet.
Off my boots. Mama said it couldn't be done, baby, what do you know? Got the cowboy in me trading my ropes for roots. I just want to plant something and watch it grow. Girl, you make me want to buy the farm
80 acres and a big red barn, a little tin roof house with a wraparound in the daisies, so I can wave at you and our babies while I work the land, getting that real deal farmer's tan, living that green John Deere dream every dusk till dawn, with the radio on, singing you tractor songs. Baby, I don't even know what we'll have rows of. Maybe corn, maybe cotton, maybe soybean. All I know is all I need is your love. And the Lord will take care of the sun and the rain. Girl, you make me wanna buy the farm, 80 acres and a big red barn, a little tin roof house with a wraparound in the daisies, so I can wave at you and our babies while I work the land, getting that real deal farmer's tan, living that green John Deere dream every dusk till dawn, with the radio on, singing you tractor songs, kicking up dust up and down them fields, baby, don't it on. Take you on a sunset ride any night you want. Girl, you make me wanna buy the farm, 80 acres and a big red barn, a little tin roof house with a wraparound in the daisies, so I can wave at you and our babies while I work the land, getting that real deal farmer's tan, living that green John Deere dream every dusk till dawn, with the radio on, singing you tractor songs. You like them songs, don't you, baby?
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time, thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're born.
That was Old Dominion singing about Memory Lane. And before that, we had Craig Campbell singing about tractor songs. Time is 5:49 right now. Our clouds are starting to come in. We still have mostly clear skies, but the clouds are starting to increase as predicted by Heath Bradberg tonight. But no talks of precipitation going on today. Maybe a little bit of slight sprinkles tomorrow, though, in the late morning, early afternoon hours. And then looking ahead to Wednesday, we got that possible 1 to 2 inches of slushy snow. But like I say, don't worry too much, folks. Be careful, though, when you drive, if we do get it. But temperatures are going to be around 36 that day. And then after that, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're talking 40 degrees up in the lower to mid-40s, I should say, over that time span. So, you know, it won't stick around for long, but do be cautious if that does come about. But we'll keep you informed on WRCO if there's any changes in weather or what to expect as it gets closer to the middle of the week. And a reminder one more time that I want to remind you before I head out for the evening tonight. I'll be back here in a little bit, but I just want to remind you that Rockbridge Township is posting weight limits on their roadways tomorrow. So if you have any trucks that are carrying any loads or anything, or any vehicles that are carrying loads, be aware of that they are posting weight limits on their roads tomorrow.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
100.9 WRCO.
Ain't single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, been with a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
was Jordan Davis. Next thing you know, well, it's time for me to head on out and make room for Old Country with your host Bo Hinrichs, and that'll be on from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be on with sports at 5:20, and then after the Ag News, I'll be bringing you some more music. And we don't have any high school sports tomorrow night now that teams are into the tournament play. So I'll be bringing you music tomorrow night up until 8 o'clock from 5:45 till about 8 o'clock. So be looking forward to that. And tomorrow, I'll be sure to tune in. Phil Neal will be here at around 5 o'clock in the morning with the Light in the Milk House show, bringing his brand of entertainment for each and every one of you. So be sure to tune in for that. All right, I'm heading on out. I do live on the west side of town, but what the heck. I do have to go east because I do have to run some errands. So why don't we head on out with Eastbound Down with Mr. Jerry Reed. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a mind in brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. Boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna
say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit.